This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to talk to a great orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Ravi Bashyal. Dr. Bashyal is the Director of Outpatient Hip and Knee Replacement at the North Shore Orthopedic Institute. The North Shore Orthopedic Institute has developed in the North Shore University Health System a great orthopedic program. I am fortunate to have had Dr. Bashyal do the hip replacement on my mother's knee, so I feel particularly indebted to Dr. Bashyal. I'm going to ask him three questions today. Introduce yourself, talk about the current situation with COVID-19, and then finally, what ramp-up looks like in practice, what do you expect, and so forth. Dr. Bashyal, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Certainly, and Scott, thank you so much for having me on the call, and I'm glad your mom is doing well. As you mentioned, my name is Ravi Bashyal. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hip and knee replacement at the North Shore Orthopedic and Spine Institute with a subspecialty in minimally invasive hip and knee replacement and outpatient hip and knee replacement, and I direct our outpatient hip and knee replacement program at the North Shore Orthopedic and Spine Institute, which, as you mentioned, has been formed and created within North Shore University Health System, which is a large multi-hospital health system in the Chicagoland area.
And the entire orthopedic department and program has come a long way in the last decade. It's really been amazing to watch the transformation. Take a moment and talk to us about the exact current state. We're May 1st in Illinois, the current state of orthopedic practice, what's going on right now, then we'll talk about how it's starting to ramp up and what that looks like.
Absolutely. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic has been a once-in-a-lifetime event. My partners that are senior to me and my partners that are junior to me have never really had to encounter or deal with a pandemic like this. So it certainly allowed us to learn a lot about how to handle these things, and certainly a lot more to learn. In terms of our status quo at this point, the elective surgeries have been on hold. We are working on plans to start to initiate that, which I can go over when we start talking about the ramp up. But I would say that our status quo for the past month and a half or so since we've been in lockdown has been a struggle of balancing our needs to care for patients with joint issues, but balance that with the greater communal good of controlling the COVID pandemic. So our status quo has been to hold elective surgery, to proceed with surgeries that were deemed to be limb or life threatening, and to really increase our other touch points, whether it be through telemedicine or advising patients on things that they could do on their own at home. We've really had to be a little bit agile in this environment to find creative ways to help care for our patients, which we have an obligation to do, but at the same time, keep in mind public health and the safety of our patients, our staff, and our families, which really should be the guiding principle of how we always operate. So that's been the balance that we've been trying to achieve over the past several weeks.
And let me ask you a question, just from a revenue perspective. When you're only doing urgent and emergent things, does that mean revenues are 10-15% of the norm? What does that look like in a percentage perspective? And it directionally, it doesn't have to be exact, just to sort of understand what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're in the right neighborhood. Obviously, elective orthopedic surgery makes up a large part of our revenue. And as an orthopedic and a spine institute, as a sort of developed within our health system, obviously, our institute has taken a big hit. Our revenues are down because we're not really performing elective surgeries. Volumes are dramatically decreased. And it's a necessary sacrifice at this point, or it has been for the past several weeks, for the greater good and for public health concerns. I think that our biggest focus, again, is making sure to focus on the safety of patients, staff, and family. That's our guiding principle, but then also balancing that with our obligation to care for patients that have debilitating joint pain. And we have definitely taken a significant hit in revenue. I think that the percentages that you've mentioned are in the ballpark. It will have to play out as to see exactly where we end up based on how the recovery goes. But we've been all trying to do our best and use the guiding principles of trying to keep people safe keep us guided in the right direction. And I've really been impressed with how our leadership has stepped up and has made this a tenable situation for our patients and our staff, as well as the physicians that are on board.
And another question, what does ramping back up start to look like, and how excited and anxious are you about that?
So as a surgeon that whose whole practice is elective surgery, I'm very excited to get back to taking care of my patients. As you know, hip and knee replacement are two of the most well and highly rated surgeries from a patient satisfaction standpoint. You take somebody that has a worn out joint, has difficulty walking, can't work, can't enjoy time with their family. And when you fix it, especially in a minimally invasive manner, you have them back to their life very quickly. So that for many of us is really a defining characteristic of who we are as people. You know, I think that that's, you know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, but I'm also a orthopedic surgeon. And that's core to who I am. So not being able to do that over the past several weeks has been really difficult. So I'm definitely excited to get back to work. I'm not as anxious to get back to work as you might think. I think that our organization has done a great job preparing us and preparing the staff and the facilities. We're very fortunate that our Skokie Hospital is an orthopedic and spine only hospital. And early on in the course of the COVID pandemic, an administrative decision was made to shut down Skokie Hospital and not have any COVID within that. We have the luxury of having three other hospitals within our system. And I think that our leadership did an excellent job of trying to isolate and quarantine those patients to one or two facilities only. So the prospect of going back to an orthopedic-only hospital that has not been treating COVID patients is certainly decreasing my anxiety to getting back to it. We are also decreasing the anxiety is the fact that our organization has done a great job of securing the appropriate PPE needed for our staff and our patients to feel safe, even within that COVID-free environment, including new protocols to test patients for COVID prior to elective surgery, as well as new cleaning and sterilization protocols that will help us ensure that we do the safest job possible for our patients. So I think that's very exciting. I think that we were also already on the right track with minimizing our hospital stay. So as I mentioned at the beginning, I direct our outpatient program, which is when you go home literally the same day from your hip or knee replacement, which is, you know, something that's done across the country at this point, but 10 years ago would have been considered quite revolutionary. And again, our leadership recognized that this was going to be something in the future with or without the COVID pandemic and invested the time and resource for us to be able to build a robust program. So going forward, I see that only growing. It was already organically growing from the standpoint of payers and the way that the industry is going. And I think that the COVID pandemic will certainly drive that part of things, as well as things like telehealth and minimizing touch points with patients on a physical basis.
What is your sense of timing to ramp up to, let's say, 70% of normal volume? Is that 3 months, 6 months? Do you have any sense of that? Is it just so impossible to predict?
Well, you know, Scott, it's multifactorial. So I think I could give you an estimate from a facility and a surgeon preparedness standpoint. I think that, you know, yes, within the next 3 to 6 months, we will be ready. But I think the one thing that remains to be seen is what patients' reactions are going to be to this crisis, whether or not they are fearful of coming to the hospital. Certainly many of my patients are very anxious to get their hip or knee replacement done, but that's a very select subset. They already know me. They've met me. You know, their mom or their dad's had their operation. They're ready to move forward. But I think that the general population may have some hesitancy moving forward, given what's going on. Beyond that, things like unemployment, ability to be able to care for their family may push them one way or the other, meaning if they're unemployed and have lost their insurance, that may make them more hesitant to move forward with surgery until they've secured employment. On the flip side, if a worn-out joint is stopping them from being able to work once the world gets ready and opens, that may push them to have it sooner. Aside from that, we also have the actual pandemic and to see how things move once things start to reopen. Is there a second wave? If so, how well is it controlled? Where is it? And what is our response to it? All of those factors will also go into seeing how things recover. But I do firmly believe that within orthopedics, spine, and specifically within joint replacement, this is an elective surgery, but something that has clearly been demonstrated in the literature to have dramatic return in terms of people's satisfaction, their happiness, and their ability to make an economic impact in the world. There's a great study that has looked at the fact that the amount that you invest in getting a hip or knee replacement done in a working individual pays for itself in their productivity as a citizen and as an employed worker very quickly over time. And I think that's going to be an important thing to consider as we start to get back to the new normal across all industries.
Fascinating. And Dr. Rescia, I appreciate so much your time. I appreciate your clarity and sort of honesty in that we're trying to figure it out. We're not sure. We're trying to figure out because there's so many factors that go into what a full recovery looks like. We've got to wrap up, but I appreciate very much your time today. You're a fantastic surgeon and a great thought leader. We are so thankful for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to catching up with you in the future.